Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talked about every single item in The Binding of Isaac and am now finding increasingly strained ways to keep the show going. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined as always by a guy who's a real Batrachia in the Satrock. Gary, it's bad to start. Gary Butterfield.
Okay, Batroc the Leaper.
Yeah, I'm doing so. Leaper is the first monster we're doing today, but like Batroc with your cock out, I don't know, man.
Batroc with your it's hard. You know, with your fat cock out.
But there's a lot of things where the like you can Batroc out with your bat cock out. There we go. We did it.
There we are. Yay! Before we move on to new business,
yeah, please.
We have old business.
Okay, good.
All right, Galileo. Scaramouche.
Your insistence on taking funny things from the green room and repurposing them as content is one of your most depressing traits as your co-host. I have so many critiques of you as a friend and as a person I know, and so few of you as a co-host. But this one's right up there at the top.
Galileo!
When we stumble onto something organically for the two of us, like the idea of being a Raymond, Everybody Loves Raymond, Queen tribute band who does Queen songs, or so far just the one Queen song, and really just the one part of one Queen song.
I'll drive my bicycle.
Uh-huh.
It can be multiple Queen songs.
It's true.
Killer Queen!
Yep. Is it weird that they did a song called Killer Queen?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's weird they made a game out of that song.
They got that at Quarter World, or not Quarter World, Next Level. They got a Killer Queen there now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Finally. Have you played the weird Asteroids indie arcade game that's all about, like, attaching to guns?
I've never played it. I've seen it at Ground Control, which I don't go to anymore because I heard bad things about Ground Control.
Oh, I've not heard bad things about it, but it's not as good.
I knew some people who like, worked there and had a bad experience, so...
Gotcha. Yeah, it's it is firmly in third right now in the Portland Retro Arcade Olympics. But the I played that game and the game's neat.
Neat.
Yeah.
They'll probably get it at Next Level. Next Level. This is just the local arcade report from Portland. If you live anywhere within literally, I would say 100 miles of
within the greater Seattle area, it's worth a train trip.
It really is. You know, like, Next Level out in Gresham it's not in Gresham, it's in Hillsboro, the best arcade I have ever been to, and they just built two huge new rooms, or expanded out two huge new rooms on it. It's so good.
Yes. It is the best arcade that I've ever been to as well, and I've been to a lot of arcades,
includes
like pop-up arcades they do at cons, which are always pretty good.
Yeah.
In terms of weird shit. It is superior. I've not been to those rooms yet. I gotta go.
Yeah, one of them is just basically pinball, and the other is Mario themed.
I like that.
Gary, have you already shot your shotgun indoors on your jury duty experiences on one of those other shows?
No, I haven't been recording those other shows.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna be disappointed though.
Did you guys cancel Abject Suffering?
No, it just didn't. We just didn't record last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm just
sorry. Second fiddle comedy show.
Third fiddle, probably behind. Do you consider the X-Men show a comedy show?
No. Well, third fiddle.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you do a couple of like comedic-ish shows with Cole. The only way I figure that Guppy's ever going to raise in the network rankings is if we start killing off other shows.
If something else goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sinking tide raises this boat.
That's how I've always...
Or a sinking of another boat.
Yeah, that's why I'm not allowed in the regatta anymore.
Yeah, displacement. Like, a sinking boat does raise the other boats.
Eureka.
Yeah, suck my dick, Sun Tzu.
What?
Well, that's a pretty good Art of War kind of thing, right?
I guess it's a pretty good Art of War kind of thing. I don't know why that would lead you to ask Sun Tzu to suck your dick.
Because I bet you'd be good at it and he'd approach from the tall grass. It'd be a real surprise.
It would be a very strategic bout of oral sex.
It'd be one of the most strategic suck-offs in the history of Imperial Japan.
don't think that's where Sun Tzu is from.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, no, he's actually from China, which I don't know, Gary, if you knew that those countries have some degree of historical enmity.
Well, but
where they might not like to be confused with each other.
So who doesn't these days? You know, who doesn't?
I mean, that's history for you. There's always more.
Yeah. What do you say? You're right. Just had to Google check that real quick.
Wait, Google check? Do you think I didn't Google check it before correcting you?
Yeah. I didn't know whether you did that. I assume you just do that as a matter of like reflex.
I mean, I do know a lot of things, and when I know them, I like to express them.
Exactly. Yeah. I had many criticisms of you as a friend and person generally. Well, one of my very few of you as a co-host.
Wait, is that I like to correct you when you say something blatantly whack-ass wrong?
No. The first bit.
Oh,
I know a great many things, and I very, very much enjoy saying them.
It's a podcast, man. If I didn't know things and didn't say them, it'd just be dead air.
No, you don't say things you know. You say things that are false. It's a podcast. You lie about shit.
Yeah, but I knowingly lie about them. I wouldn't.
Oh. It's great to fake lie, though. And real lie. I don't know, man. I think you and I are just very different people in this respect.
I think you're just trying to cover for the fact that you thought Sun Tzu was Japanese.
I just was verbally going.
Yeah.
You know, I was laying out track in the sentence.
Uh-huh.
Every word at a time. Like one word at a time. You know, I just got to the end of it. I bet you if I stopped and thought about it, but I didn't have time to stop and think about it. I was too busy thinking about how good of a blowjob it would be.
It'd be fine.
You think so?
I think he would be doing it. Maybe this is playing into stereotypes. I feel like he'd be doing it only out of a sense of obligation.
Sure. I think he would enjoy surprising. I think that like the idea that it would gain him, I think he would do it for a tactical win.
Sure.
Like in terms of historical military strategist, he's probably the one most likely to seduce you at a fancy dress ball and, you know, get in your inheritance.
Gary, I really
the strategy would just appeal to him a lot.
Basically, everything to Guppy is a deductive puzzle game where every week I try to figure out what the fuck your AO3 account name is. And I'm getting closer every time.
Here, it all lives up here. I don't do that shit.
No, I'm going to find demand. An AO3 account that is the mom from
I just pick it from my head, motherfucker. I don't need to write shit down.
Good Rat-a-Tat reference.
What were you talking about before the blowjob?
I mean, I really wanted to express the idea of an AO3 account that is just you getting railed by the mom from Home Improvement while Sun Tzu takes notes.
Just like, oh well, she waited until dawn and hit her numbers. This is a classic. This pussy's a classic paper tiger. God, something made me think about Sun Tzu, and I can't remember what it was. The singing boat.
Sure.
Singing boat raises all ships.
Yep.
True. Before that.
A thing you associate with Sun Tzu.
Because it sounds like a mean wisdom, which is what I associate with Sun Tzu.
Mean wisdom.
Yeah. Pete Wisdom's older brother. But we're talking about something else. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Gary, I was talking, the boat thing came about from the idea of me destroying other duck feed shows
in
order to raise
okay.
Guppy's profile.
Yes. What I was thinking about was jury duty.
Sure.
That's what I got off the topic. When I said you're going to be disappointed, you're going to be disappointed because I didn't get picked. I just went to the room.
Okay. You didn't even get picked to like answer questions?
No. Like I was just there to not work and sit in a room for 2 days. For $10 as like some kind of weird punishment.
Okay.
I didn't know this is how this worked. And if you did, you know, feel free to correct me. I know you like saying stuff. The basically the jury room there primarily operates as like a threat to stop people from going to trial. It's for more people will settle. Because if you can say we have a jury right on tap, people get scared and don't do it. Like the lady was explaining that to me, and I'm like, I know this is supposed to be inspiring from a civics perspective, but this can't be the best way of doing this. Like, I don't know. I found it demoralizing.
Yeah, Gary, I don't really want to get off on like a, like, you know, everything I know, like, comes from podcasts. So I'm very familiar with this concept from Serial season 3, underrated, massively underrated season of podcasting. Mm. But yeah, no, the American court system exists to funnel people into plea bargains. You know, only like what, 10%, 5%, something like that of trials go to jury.
It's real weird. And it just like being party of that did not inspire me the way that I think they wanted it to inspire me.
Yeah, but what if it did? What if you got real into it, man? What if you tried to get on more juries?
As somebody who has served on a jury,
uh-huh.
You know, for a serious crime, I feel like I've done my bit, you know?
But what if you got into it, though? What if you really liked it?
It would be hard to do it, but I could think of some ways to do it. It'd be like a bizarre hitman where you have to, like, take the place of other jurors because they do stop you. Like, they do check and make sure you haven't done it recently.
Okay, yeah.
So they'd have to basically think I was somebody else.
I mean, Gary, isn't that the dream, to be someone else?
Yeah, and to do hitman in real life.
But yeah.
For something that doesn't involve murders.
Yeah, I mean, I've often...
sentencing people to murder.
This is a repeated refrain from me, but it's a real bummer that you have to kill people to be a serial killer. Because it's such a fun thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I wrote a song about that in like one of my old bands in Illinois about how cool it would be to be a bank robber or serial killer just for like the stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to actually do the things. I just think it's cool.
It's a complicated, interesting problem.
Yep. And it's also a thing that has only vaguely been paid off in fantasy worlds, right? Like there are a couple of video games where you get to do it. There's a couple tabletop games where it's possible, but I feel like that's still a largely unexplored space.
So, Gary, do you feel like being distracted by this is why you haven't said happy birthday to me on the show yet?
Aw, that is probably why.
Yeah, okay.
To be fair, I did say it in real life.
In Google Chat.
Yeah, I did say it in Google Chat. I also got you what I consider to be a nice, if small, gift for your birthday. It just got delayed.
Yeah, excellent. That you telling me that inspired me to buy you a counter gift yesterday. So we're keeping. Yeah. just got to make sure we don't have a gap form.
The gift gap.
Yep.
Gift gape.
Oh, if we were doing Gaper, Gary, what a segue that would have been.
That would be a great
thing.
But instead, we're doing the Mom from Home Improvement. So it's also a good segue.
Yeah, it's we're doing Leaper.
Yeah. This thing hops around.
It's Monster Blitz.
It's Monster Blitz.
We're
baby.
Going through all the monsters, as you obviously
at a
know.
Blistering pace.
From the
it's
first
Monster Blitz.
12 minutes of this recording.
Yeah. You know the Hopper. Mm. We talked about the Hopper.
Yeah, he hangs out with Winona.
Yep. This is basically the same thing, except that when it lands, it shoots little blood shots out of its bloody little stump neck.
Yeah, these things actually, once upon a time, back when Isaac didn't go past the womb, these things were a real problem if you were trying to get the don't get hit in the depth achievement. Because these things, they'll kind of hang out, and then they will leap up in the air and slam down on you and fire out bullets. They are very good at catching you off guard.
Very first enemy that can do something very close to telefragging you.
Yeah.
In this game. And in Flash Isaac days, this was the toughest enemy, believe it or not.
Yes. Once upon a time when the Earth was young.
Yes. You know, back in the day, Flash things. And then, you know, so we got the Leaper.
Flash facts.
And then we got the Sticky Leaper.
Gary, I played Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
I saw you talking about that online. I was happy to hear you say that it was not as bad as people said, because I too am invested in that weird, the Rocksteady Batman universe. Like I find that charismatic and kind of neat. So I've had a vague curiosity without actually wanting to like pull the trigger.
Don't. It's ultimately not worth it. the after game, like, first of all, literally the ending is the final boss is just the first boss again with a little bit of stuff on it. And then
that sucks.
Then the ending is just, all right, can't wait to play the season pass.
That sucks as well. Maybe I'll watch the cutscenes on YouTube or something.
I think you might hate those too. Just watch the bit where they go through the Batman Museum.
Yeah, that sounds great. Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, what? Why? Yeah. What?
I want to be the first to wish you a happy 41st.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's very prescient of you, Gary. It doesn't count, of course. The happy birthday must happen within a week of the actual birthday. Or else it doesn't count, and I don't put it in the spreadsheet. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the way that you get me wishing happy birthday once a day, just in case I'm within that week.
Gary, I would love that. You're like Frosty the Snowman getting a hat on his head.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The Sun Tzu.
Which I'm now realizing is because he is being born every time it happens.
Yeah, which must be nightmares for Frosty.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of material out there about the hell of being Frosty the Snowman. Yeah.
Did you do anything fun for your birthday?
No. I don't do a lot of fun things anymore, Gary. I've been playing through Dark Cloud 2 again.
Oh, that's Dark Cloud 2 is pretty good.
Do you know that game's fucking hard?
I don't remember that, but I wouldn't be too surprised.
I was shocked. It's fucking hard.
Yeah. I don't think I ever beat that one. I have, like, fond memories of it, but I don't think I ever beat it.
It's a game for fond memory. I mostly John wanted thought it'd be funny to do, like, stream Sfida, the golf game, in that. I forgot. You don't unlock... I'm so sorry. I got emotional. You don't unlock the golf game in that until, like, hour 20.
Nope. Classic.
Video games, man.
No. Yeah. Fucking video games.
I don't care for them. What does Sticky Leaper do?
Well, this is like our regular Leaper, except he's a little chonkier, and he's coated in like tar, like that black creep. And he does the same thing, except he creates a big chaotic burst of tar in directions. That sticky black creep.
Yeah, we didn't really describe how unpleasant the original Leaper was to look at.
Yeah.
It's the basic dead Isaac body, except the head is gone, and there's blood streaming down the neck hole.
Which is weird, because the hopper also has no head. There's just no blood. That wound has been cauterized.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a callback to the classic ultimate enemy, the Headless. I don't think it actually is, but it could be.
The classic ultimate enemy, the Headless.
Yeah. You what fight is... in Ultima 3 and 4, you fight a lot of Headlesses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ultima. We're talking some Lord British shit here.
Oh, absolutely we are. Always.
Gary, what's your highest virtue?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. It's honor, humility, valor.
Sacrifice.
Right? Courage, it's not valor. Sacrifice. What are the other fucking virtues?
Oh, man, Gary, this doesn't bode well, man.
It doesn't bode well, yeah.
I mean, of course, there's the alternate virtues that are used by the gargoyles.
Sure. The we're not going with those. And the anti-virtues.
Sure, put forward by British newspaper The Guardian.
Yes. I'm pretty honest. I'm pretty honest. That might be my highest. I'm not saying it's high, but it might be my highest.
I've got the chart up. It's honesty, compassion, valor, justice, sacrifice, honor, spirituality, and humility.
I think I'm also pretty good with compassion as well. Those are my two highest without making any kind of claim that they're high.
Okay.
What about you?
Humility.
Yeah, that's not
fucking true. Humility.
That's not true.
I'm pretty humble. Am I not humble?
No.
What the fuck do you mean I'm not humble?
No. No.
Give some examples of me being unhumble.
I don't want to.
No, please. How am I not humble?
About it.
When do I brag?
I don't know, man. I don't want to get into it.
No, come on. No. No,
okay.
You're saying this with a real certainty.
You're telling me to get into it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say the thing.
Uh-huh.
I think that sometimes you have the self-deprecation of somebody who is not humble. Like the kind of like...
Gary, why do you say bullshit on our podcast? Why do you bullshit. Say things that are such obvious bullshit on our podcast? My self-deprecation is a clear sign of my amazing humility.
I think it might be the opposite, actually.
Gary, I hate myself so much. How can I not be humble?
It might be the thing that this is, and this might be more of a Gary thing than a real thing.
Uh-huh.
But that, like, to hate yourself that much, all you do is think about yourself, which I don't think of as a humility thing.
No, it's in passing. It's in passing.
Humility, maybe you're right. Maybe humility is the highest, all the rest of them are through the fucking floor. I don't know.
Yeah, Gary, maybe we look at this from the other side, okay? And I'll go through the other ones, and you just say yes or no, okay?
Okay.
Honesty.
No.
Compassion? yes. motherfucker.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Valor? In real life, you're extremely compassionate.
I perform the steps of compassion because
you would do anything
acceptable.
for your friends. Like, I called you at like 3 a.m. and was like, hey, I gotta go put my cat down. And you, like, no hesitation, went and did it.
Because I don't want the consequences of saying no.
I don't believe that. I think that it was meaningful for you to do it.
No, it's the only reason I do anything is because I'll get
your
shit.
Your honesty is low. I don't believe it.
Okay, fair.
Remember?
Valor?
No.
What? What the fuck? What do you mean, no?
I mean, how often do any of us get a chance to be valorous?
I'm being valorous right now in standing up for my humility. Justice.
Oh, that, yeah, probably good.
I don't give two shits about justice.
You care so much about more about like crime and being following rules than I do.
Again, like, that's a fear of consequence, not a love of justice.
Okay, fair.
Sacrifice.
I don't really know what that means.
Okay.
In this context.
Yeah. Honor. Gary, how honorable do you find me?
Fairly honorable in
what?
That
That's mean.
I think that if you say you're going to do something, you do it. And that, yeah, I would say that is the closest measure of honor that I can think of.
Because people punish you if you don't.
I don't know if there's a word for whatever the little writer is. Like, I do the virtue, but I don't actually mean it. Like,
yeah.
You still get the points in
Ultima
4.
It is only about ends, not means, but that's why it's a flawed moral system. Yeah, it's a flawed moral system. Spirituality?
Like, medium? You're more on that than I am. You talked about praying and believing in God in a way.
Because I'm afraid of the consequences!
Yeah, I know, but again, I don't think that disqualifies it in an Ultima sense.
And then the three max, the big virtues, truth, love, sure. and courage. Where am I falling on there, man?
Like fairly low on truth.
Uh-huh.
Generally.
Sure.
I'm going to put you higher than you want to be on love.
Okay.
I think of you as a compassionate, loving person. And then what was the last one?
Courage.
Courage. That's so similar to valor. I don't know. Medium minus.
Okay. All right. Well, like, this has been withering to my soul and my perception of myself. Another fine installment of everything.
Oh, that's everything to Guppy for you.
Yeah. What's the flaming hopper do, man?
Oh, he's a hopper, but he's on fire, so he's faster.
Yeah. These suck. They have a lot of health.
You can also make them mm-hmm. by pushing a hopper into fire or setting a hopper on fire.
Yeah, that's that immersive sim element we love in everything to Guppy.
In Isaac. Yeah. It's a move over, Streets of Rogue.
Yeah.
It's here it is.
Yeah, Streets of Rogue can move over. I don't need to play that.
I don't either. I want to like that game.
Oh, it's clever. It's clever.
It's clever. It's real clever. What does the trite do?
It says a lot of bullshit about my virtues and then just kind of moves on without discussing them.
You're the one who moved on. you brought up the flaming offer.
Trite is a, it's actually,
it's a Tektite. He's from Zelda.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah. This is it's a great design. It is an upside down Isaac spider head on spider legs. So it's pretty the thing too.
It's really good, and behaves just like the Tektites do in The Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of does like micro hops, much easier than hoppers because they don't go off the screen. They don't teleport.
Yeah.
They actually stay, you know, on the screen the whole time.
Leapers. Easier than leapers.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Great design. Totally agree with you. And even the big version, the Widow, is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Making a head upside down on legs is just good.
That's why they gave Stan Winston all those awards.
I would give him another award if I could.
Gary, was that supposed to sound sexual?
Best kiss. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Gary, you can't make jokes about Nickelodeon anymore.
I know. Quiet on the set.
Quiet on set. And then people are mad at Quiet on Set.
Yeah. I would like to watch that. That's the kind of shit that I like, but I have not seen it. I need to, me and Liv are only on episode 5 of Fallout, but we're going to finish it this week.
Uh-huh.
She's rehearsing for a play, so it's kind of slowing it down.
Yeah.
I'm pretty into it. Like, in terms of video game adaptations, like, it is a pretty good adaptation, as somebody who's watched a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it quite a bit.
Yep. If people would like to know what I think about it, they can go to avclub.com.
Yes. I can't wait to read all your recaps once I've made it further into the show.
Interesting. Why aren't you reading them after you finish every episode?
Because I don't... So, the pace at which we're watching them is really irregular.
Okay.
You know? So, like, we finish one, and then I go to bed, mm-hmm. and I just don't think about it. And two, I kind of have it bundled with the big grand amount of things I'm going to do afterwards.
Okay.
I've seen a bunch of, like, you know, things have popped up, YouTubes, essays and stuff. They're like, you know, blah, blah, blah about Fallout. I'm like, I want to read these thoughts once I have the context.
Yeah, I will say, mine are written in the moment. I refuse to watch a new episode before I wrote the previous review. So they are mm-hmm. kind of, they're in pace with watching the show episode by episode. So you might get impatient with my slowness of thought, Gary.
No. That is not one of your detriments or devirtues. I should check it out then in that case. I have been absolutely feral to like talk to people about it. Everyone else has seen the end of it except for me. So I can't.
And Gary, I would love to talk to you about it, but all of my thoughts on it are owned by, God, I was going to say GeoMedia, but I don't fucking work for GeoMedia anymore.
Yeah, it's a fine GeoMedia product.
It's not.
No. I was going to say. GeoMedia is a fine GeoMedia product.
God, GeoMedia sucks so much shit.
A fucked GeoMedia product.
Great sites still working there. Great writers still working there. GeoMedia sucks the shit from the sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can say that
now. It can be told.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about Paste?
You mean my current owners?
Yeah. I'm just trying to get you to say a fine Paste product or whatever.
Yeah. Fine Paste product. So far, genuinely, night and day better. So
I'm very happy about that for you. I hated having to hear about, not having to hear.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a bad phrase. That's not what I meant. I hated hearing because that they were jerking you around and that it was so insecure under those old people. And like social media is 90% just awful tales of websites being shut down by horrible venture capitalist bullshit. And I did not want that to happen to my friend.
Gary, as a professional in the industry, I can't really comment. What does Ragling do?
Oh, sure. This is like a miniature Ragman. He's Ragman coated. He's serving Ragman. It's a little trite. But he's wrapped up in these rags. He's got a little psychic flame on him, like Psychic Enemy's doing this. And he jumps around, but then does these two purple shots that orbit around him. They're tanky as hell.
Gary, when you said he's serving Ragman, did you mean like he was a bannerman of Ragman? Or did you mean it the way people say serving?
I meant it in a drag queen, race way.
Serving...
You can also serve a person. You could be like,
oh,
like if I show up like dressed up in something you would wear, somebody could say I'm serving Will, is my understanding.
Isn't that the same context as serving?
It's not entirely different, but it's not using the word you don't like to say.
Is it the same as you got served?
No, very different than you got served. I think you got served is about volleyball.
Oh, that's okay. That comes from Top Gun.
Yeah, that comes from Top Gun. Largely just the cutaways, like setting and spiking.
I know how to set. I don't know how to spike, Gary. Would I have to jump for that?
You do have to jump for spikes. I'm the same. I can't remember if I mentioned this before. I was good at volleyball in high school, but just setting and serving. Like I was to be feared serving. I was very good at it, and then I was pretty useless after that. But I used to be good at serving in volleyball.
Gary, one moment.
Yep.
One moment. Just hang out.
Yep.
Doing one of my our favorite Guppy segments, which is where I send you a picture of the face I just made at the bullshit you said.
let me pull that bad boy up.
Just sending it right now in the chat.
This is not bullshit. This is true.
That's the face I genuinely made when you said you were to be feared.
I was, man.
You said I was to be feared.
I was. Sun Tzu, eat your heart out.
I want to be very clear.
When the fat man approaches from the tall bushes to serve.
I want to be extraordinarily clear, Gary. I didn't think, oh, it'd be funny to make a face when Gary said
no,
that.
No, this looks,
my face
I can
just
tell.
Did that.
I can tell. Yeah, this is kind of like a, it's kind of somewhere between, it's like kind of like a puckering Santa Claus.
Oh, the whispers spreading through the DeKalb High School gym.
Yeah, the Barbie crows left and right.
Yeah.
Huddling in fear at my fearsome volleyball serve.
Before every game, Shram comes out to say, fear yeah. the butterfield.
Butter, look out.
Fear
it's
the old butter.
Butter. Yep. But no, I was pretty good at it.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah.
We should play, we should play racquetball sometime, Gary.
You destroy me. I'm good at serving and nothing else.
Hey, that's, you know, just get those aces.
Yeah, I have to be all aces. Like a good hand in Balatro.
Gary, we can't. I stopped playing it. I played the normal amount of it, which is like 10 hours.
I know. It's real fun for it. It fits into my life in a really nice way.
Yeah.
You know, it the runs take the right amount of time for me to play a couple before bed.
Yeah. Very fair. No. It's just every time, like, there's this little splinter contingent of people in the Guppy Slack.
It's true. It's just kind of becoming the Balatro channel for some reason. It's largely Riff.
Yeah. It's fucking Riff.
It's a lot of Riff. Me and Riff even will talk about Balatro outside of the Slack and stuff. Text or talk at game night and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not enough. Insatiable for Riff. He's got to bring it to the Guppy Slack.
It's the way all I ever want to talk to you about is Arkham Horror Card Game, but
yeah,
we just can't.
I gotta play more.
I got a Nathaniel Choate deck running so like right now.
Ooh.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, is that guy a hand-to-hand combatant?
He's the boxer. His gimmick is he does more damage if you're doing fight events. So my deck is like 80% event cards. Like and his deck comes with a bunch of 0/1/2 cost event cards that do fight actions.
Okay.
And then his
I can see that working.
Yeah, and then he has the boxing gloves, which aren't his signature weapon. Anyone can take them, but when you kill someone with it, you can go into the top 6 cards of your deck and pull another of fight event, basically.
Flavor wise, that's delightful. He's just walking around doing boxing moves, like wearing boxing gloves.
Yeah.
To fight.
Oh, you know, Gary,
and shit.
I just got a huge burst of experience because we've been succeeding for once.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has 2 pairs of upgraded boxing gloves and a bandolier that allows him to wear both at the same time. It's a delightful image.
He's like a four-armed Hitmonchan now.
Yeah.
That's great.
And we're doing the Innsmouth one, so he's just punching fishmen.
Yeah, just nonstop fish punching. That's real good.
It's a good game.
Yeah, super good game. What does the Ragman's Raggling do?
Cause me to not get a Devil Room when I'm fighting Ragman.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Ragman, the boss, can summon these. So he'll throw his head, and then for a while, that's part of him still, and then that will turn into a new Ragling. So these are still spiders with Ragman's head as the body.
Yes.
And then they fire purple shots, and they tank a bunch of damage. And he can resurrect them during the fight. These are a problem.
They're a problem. The one little grace is that when they're his head, it does damage to the boss.
Yes.
Even though it's a projectile. So, you know, what Ragman is trying to teach you is to concentrate on them during that period.
Yes.
But if you don't have enough DPS and you can't kill them before they turn into spiders, you'll start dodging and they'll get overwhelmed with spiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then everyone you kill leaves behind a little mark that he can then resurrect.
Yes, a little bandage on the floor. He's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
Who? We also got the Blaster.
Blister.
This is of the same.
Blister.
Blister. Thank you. Similar family, you know. Little spider got cute little things.
How was that? Did that transmit?
It did transmit. It took me a minute.
We're on Skype now, Gary. It doesn't hate my singing.
It's literally true. You can sing now without it just being shut up. The reasons why we're on the Skype now are very stupid, too. Discord, it's very specific to you. Discord has just decided that when I'm getting sitting down to record Guppy, it doesn't want to recognize my focus right. So
yeah, yeah, this is Everything to Guppy, a technical podcasting podcast.
Yes, you know, and as a professional podcaster, this has stymied me. In my real life, when I'm doing shows with you, I can't just be like, this is a Cole problem, and just shunt it off to Cole like yeah. I would do if it were any other show on the network, and be like, fix, tech, fix, and just, you know, he fixes it.
It's fun to imagine if he was just, yeah, Cole's on all these calls. He just doesn't talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello. See? yeah. And also, Nick doesn't live with me, so I can't have Nick do it, because Nick would also fix it.
Whose fault is that, man?
That Nick doesn't live with me?
Yeah.
Nick's. He has a big house. He has invited me to live in it.
Okay. Yeah.
like, how would it be my fault? He's got a family. He's got to invite me into his family.
They got a big kitchen. You could sleep in there.
They do. I can sleep in the kitchen. That living room probably doesn't get used, or that dining room probably doesn't get used that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got an office downstairs that could be converted into a Gary room.
There's a lot of spaces that could comfortably be a Gary room.
I think they even have some like outbuildings. I think they have like a shed that would probably be retrofitted.
I've been in Nick's house several times and I've never been in his shed. What the fuck?
I know. I think he's got one of those. I think there's a garage or a shed there.
Nick, if you don't have a shed, you are going to be in so much trouble, mister.
Yeah. Or if you do have a shed and you haven't invited you into it.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have a shed, he's not in trouble, because then I'm just wrong.
No, he's still in trouble. Get a shed.
Oh. You should get a shed. You can get a tough shed.
Gary,
you know, those you just pick up and put wherever you like.
What if we recorded Guppy from inside Nick's shed?
Nick's shed? Live from the shed? I like that. I bet you the sound's good. And Nick would be there to help with technical things.
Yeah. Or what if we went to Chicago and recorded from the Shed Aquarium?
I would also really enjoy that. I haven't been to the shed in forever. Decades. Oh,
man. It's still fucking good, man. They got that big central tank.
Yep. My favorite aquarium. I've not been in a very long time. The Blister.
Get over to the Field Museum. Look at Sue.
Yes. I would love to do that. And the one of my favorite museums of contemporary art is in Chicago. Chicago, great museum town.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was in town for contract negotiations, I managed to get to the MoCA. It was great.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Very good.
They had a Faith Ringgold exhibit going that was amazing. If you've never looked at Faith Ringgold's art, she's fantastic.
I haven't. That's great.
Socially conscious quilting.
That's great. I like that. The Portland is not great in terms of museums.
It's like, worse I like than you'd expect it to be, right?
Yeah. I like it. But it's not astounding or anything for a city this size.
OMSI's fine, but it's for kids.
Yeah. I mean, OMSI does. I like OMSI in general. It doesn't have unlimited replay value.
Yeah.
You know, like I like OMSI just fine. I like our art museum. You know,
the Art Institute is a perfectly good museum. But
yes. And then we have a thousand little quirky ass little like keep more than weird museums like the Museum of Vacuums and shit.
Yeah.
And like I'm basically OK without that. I don't know.
Zoo's all right.
Zoo's good. I like our zoo a lot, actually. I think our zoo competes.
I think we're just both spoiled by spending time in Chicago, which is a great museum town.
It's a really, really good museum town. And to be fair, like we are within driving distance to an also good aquarium. Like Newburgh is a great aquarium.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to put it with a shed, but it's also very good.
So. Gary, you remember that time in the Dresden Files where Harry Dresden brings Sue to life and rides it through downtown Chicago?
No.
Yeah.
I think I read the first one of those, but I don't remember that.
It's a couple books later in there. I love that Harry Dresden. He's got the skull he's friends with. He's got the police officer that he's friends with. He's got a blasting rod.
He does have a blasting rod.
Oh, my
God. It is. It's like a quirky. It's like a Joss Whedon take on cosmic horror that's a little bit canted, a little bit weird, a little bit strange, but a little bit awesome.
Gary, I had a hope that if I got off on Harry Dresden, a book series I have mild contempt for, I'd find something funny. But I guess mild contempt isn't funny.
No, you have to have extreme contempt.
And I just don't. You can't feel
like
that much
about it. Like diarrhea dump on Harry Dresden. What was he thinking? Like you got to get real angry about it.
Gary, if you YouTube thumbnail at me again, I will end the call.
Okay, well, don't make promises you don't want to keep.
That's true. Hey, Gary, what is
the Blister? He's
Life is Strange, True Colors.
Yeah. This guy's cute, I think. He's got his eyes closed and he has two big fangs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has like it's an egg sac on his forehead, which isn't cute once you know what it is.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what it is, it just looks like a puff of white hair, like the professor from Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, he's got a little quiff.
Yeah, I kind of like it. He just hops around and spawns dark balls. Those are those things that Little Horn spawns and Big Horn. And then when he dies, he spawns a sac, which we'll stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We'll talk about sacs in just a moment.
I don't know. Let's see. Where are we at? We're at 40 minutes, Gary. There's no guarantee we will get to sac.
I think we can get... Well, we're not going to get through this whole next category.
No.
I agree with you there.
Absolutely not.
I think we can get through sac, though.
Gary, bad news. We've got a boil order.
You ever have a boil?
Yes.
Okay.
Extensively? Why? What do you want to know?
No, I've had a boil once. It was really traumatic. I only had it once.
I have them all the time.
It was a big deal.
I have them all the time.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
One time, I was the last time I tried to get fit using the Ring Fit adventure. I gave myself a boil.
Oh, yeah.
So bad that I basically couldn't move for several days because of the boil.
I remember that.
Why do you remember that?
Because you told me about it.
Okay, I got to start filtering something here, man.
No. It's join the Gary method. There's no filter. It's all content, baby. It didn't happen unless it's said on a podcast.
Okay.
No.
But yeah, no, Gary, I've had a boil or two, but then again, too few to mention. Except I did.
Yeah. They suck. You just think it's this kind of bump, but they're surprisingly painful. And the nature of the boil is that they tend to show up in areas that like you use. You know, it's not like you're just going to have one you can ignore, generally.
Yeah, given that they tend to be created by friction.
Yes.
They don't... It tends to be a self-propagating problem. And they get so
big,
Gary.
They get really big. The one that I had, like, in the taint zone, like, was like an egg and a half, like, in size.
I don't like that as a measurement.
I forgot how big a goose egg was. So I didn't want to say goose egg in case that was accidentally, the size of a human infant.
Or racist against Asian people.
Sure. And I was also thinking of the goose egg from Willy Wonka, which I know it wasn't that big.
Yeah, I don't care how I want it now.
Yeah. But yeah, just too big and just in too important of a spot. I don't think that this really represents in the game.
If you weren't married and you met a girl and then late, like after like four pretty good dates, you found out she was Veruca Salt.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you keep dating her?
So is she the canonical Veruca Salt? So has she grown up and become a person my age? Or
Yeah. No.
Just find out she's 13.
Okay. No, Gary, you're not finding out that she's Violet Beauregard with Veruca Salt on her shoulders in a trench coat. No.
Okay. Thank God. Okay.
She's just like, you're hanging out at like, you're on the fifth date. So maybe you're at a bar getting a drink or something. And she's like, oh yeah, when I was a kid, I went to this chocolate factory.
Yeah. You might've heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if she had, shown growth and change, like that might've been a very load bearing incineration.
Yeah.
That happened to her that changed. I mean, and at that point I've also gotten past the scars.
Sure. I mean,
I'm kind of pop committed.
Now William does say that, most days the incinerator's not on.
Yes, but it is. He kind of winks with his voice,
when he says isn't it a little bit? Don't you spend the rest of that relationship waiting for Veruca Salt behavior, though?
No, I believe people can change.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
how would people change?
This isn't new information about
how would people change?
Well, they get incinerated until they're better.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Like you burn them in a goose thing until they eventually learn their lesson.
So you, Gary, let's take sexual preference out of it. And now it's just the five kids from Wonka and they're all adults. Okay. Please rank them in how much you'd like to date them.
Okay. Violet Beauregard, number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with liking bubblegum in terms of a moral feeling. I always felt like she got a raw deal, and I also, I don't care about stealing her doing a little PLU switcheroo on some gum. Doesn't bother me.
Okay. Plus, I've seen your AO3. There's some stuff that's, you know.
I do have a having been inflated fetish.
Yeah.
It's not for current inflation, but just having happened.
Yeah, you just want, it's called adjusted for inflation.
Exactly. I love it when someone is, you can just call me a regular Justin for inflation.
Uh-huh. And again, we are talking about adults here.
Yes.
We're talking about these kids grew up.
Yeah. After that, and again, we're not taking preference into account, Mike TV.
Right?
You know, it'd be fun to binge watch.
Yeah.
Mike TV, like I imagine growing up, he'd be out of the cowboy shit. And if he was back into cowboy shit, it'd probably be like Deadwood and Westworld and stuff now. Like good modern type, you know, not like Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
So it'd be fun to watch TV. After that.
Do you think Augustus Gloop is still fat?
It's a great question. By the rules of it, probably not. He probably got burned all that off. But also, like, I don't, you know, somebody being chonky isn't immediately a turnoff for me.
I know. I guess it was more he was... Gary, I don't know. I guess I was just,
lesson.
I was just being fatphobic, like, I guess. Yeah, all these people have trauma.
These kids have gotten, like, low-key have serious trauma that maybe stopped them from having their personality flaws.
Yeah. Maybe in some ways, perhaps, Willy Wonka was right all along to traumatize these children because he fixed their brokenness.
He did fix them. That's, I always thought that was the message of the movie.
It was a book.
Well, it was both. Maybe Charlie Bucket.
No, man, come on, don't fuck up here.
Yeah, who am I forgetting?
I mean, there's Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt, okay.
And then we haven't ranked Augustus.
We haven't ranked Augustus, okay. I mean, if Veruca Salt changed, I got no problem with Veruca Salt.
Okay.
The reason why Augustus is low on my list is not because Augustus might still be fat.
Yeah.
It's because Augusta went, the reason why they're saying, they weren't saying like, I mean, they did sing a whole song about how he shouldn't eat, but I didn't like that he was just sticking his hand into public food.
Sure.
That's the kind of image I couldn't get out of my head. You know, that's weird.
Like, I don't know, being so hungry for chocolate that I stuck my hand and then basically head into a chocolate river and then got sucked into a pipe. It doesn't speak well of...
Clown behavior.
You'd never catch Sun Tzu in that pipe, right?
No. And if you did, he'd write a lot about how not to get in the pipe.
Sure.
Like, if Augustus had read more Sun Tzu, he might not end up in the pipe.
Wait, do you think Sun Tzu is writing from bad experience?
Yeah. So at one point, an enemy jumped out of the tall grass. And he went, yeah. And then he went and wrote it down in uniform. Like, I don't know. So it might be Augustus Gloop, I think.
I don't
think. At the bottom there. And then, you know, Charlie Bucket is very bland.
It's not just
but I like the idea that he owns a Wonka Vader.
It's not just that he's bland. It's that he's a bland person who was then raised by Willy Wonka.
Yeah. That might be really fun, though. Like, that
no,
might be, like,
man, come on.
Like, but also think about inheritance stuff. Like, if you dated really well with Charlie Bucket and Charlie Bucket were to die, then you would own... the Wonka fortune, including like an elevator that I think goes to space.
Well, but it can also go to Minus Land, which has invisible ghosts that if they bite you, you turn into a baby and then a minus one person.
I wouldn't want to go to Minus Land.
Yeah, there and space is full of vermicious canids, man. It sucks.
That is true.
Yeah. Gary, did you just suggest that you might Black Widow Charlie Bucket?
Yeah, I don't think I suggested anything. I think I called my shot.
Yeah, if I dated Charlie Bucket, it was going really well, and then he got sick. Who could say
why? He got sick for, like, I don't know, maybe somebody put some bleach in his soup.
Or maybe he got type 3 diabetes.
Yeah, you know, maybe some ricin was in play. I don't know.
Sure. Second time I've run into ricin today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got this when I was at Powell's yesterday. I got this book of... basically, it's a book full of the brain teasers, like the lock from Dishonored 2.
Yes.
And one of them had ricin as one of the weapons.
Oh, nice.
It's called Myrtle. So far, I like it.
Yeah, I have spotted those Myrtle books in the wild and was curious what you thought of them.
So far, I'm still in the easy ones. So they're just like simple little things. I did 10 of them today before I got on the call with you just to get the machine running.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's a clever little name, those myrtles. And there are tons of them if you find you like them.
I just worried Charlie Bucket would want me to come in the chocolate.
That's okay.
I don't mean that as an incredibly perverse euphemism.
Yeah, that's it sounds like it is. But either way, like, you know, you only have to put up with it for a little bit of time before you get that elevator.
Before he's dead. Before you murder
Then you get the elevator, man.
But Gary, you have to remember, Willy Wonka is still alive by now.
Well, if somebody put some bleach in his soup.
I think what you're getting there is you're walking into, I know you haven't seen it, Succession between Charlie Bucket as Kendall and Willy Wonka as Logan Roy.
And what I've always thought is, why don't you just put bleach in both their soups and succeed at all?
Gary, if you think you can fucking kill Willy Wonka, then I've got to go back to your virtues list and lower your humility score even more. You got to get up pretty fucking early to kill Willy fucking Wonka.
Willy Wonka is tough. What if we, I know you have John Wick versus Dracula, but I would like to see John Wick try to fight Willy Wonka as well. You have to kill, here's the split the room for you.
Sure.
You're locked in a room with Willy Wonka.
Uh huh.
You can have any one object you like. If you are able to kill him, then you stop World War II. If he's able to kill you, then the Nazis win World War II. What object do you take?
Why is the World War II thing in here? Is it just to stop me from killing myself?
No, it's based on Split the Room about Hitler.
Oh,
I just swapped in Willy Wonka.
But what's the... Am I trying to get the 50... Am I trying to play Split the Room and give you the object I think gives me exactly 50-50 chance?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is that more fun than me just trying to figure out how to kill him?
I don't know, because I thought it'd be fun just to throw him in that hypothetical.
I can't kill him. He's fucking Tom Bombadil with a factory.
Well, what would you have to fight the factory? Like, how would you fight it? What would you do? You only have to have a 50% chance.
I have been playing a lot of Teardown lately.
Yeah.
So probably the backhoe from that.
Sure. The backhoe would be good versus Willy Wonka. Like, he might pull out the whistle and, like, teleport behind it or some bullshit, but you might just crush him. It's hard to tell.
He might make me ride that boat.
He might make you ride the boat, like, metaphorically as a dreadful euphemism or in real life.
Gary, where do you fall on Tom Bombadil?
I'm not really a Tom Bombadil guy. I'm also not the Lord of the Rings literature guy.
So. Okay, you only like the Flims.
I just like the Flims. I liked the books okay as a kid because they had swords in them and shit. But when I've attempted to reread them as an adult, I got too bored.
Gary, you recently went to a Lord of the Rings movie marathon.
Yes, 12 hours plus.
I
extended editions.
Would die and I would take people with me. My wife literally does this every year. She has like a marathon. Yeah. And
My wife went to one of them this year.
Yeah, they don't do the full marathon anymore because no one's getting any younger. But
yes,
it's a do not get it. Like a beautiful celebration of Peter Jackson's 6th, 7th, and 8th best movies.
Fascinating. No, yeah, I like those movies. I think they're pretty good. I don't know if I need to see them again. Like, I watched them for 12 hours in the theater, but I had a good time.
What was the appeal?
Being super honest, like, I knew Liv would really like it, so I bought tickets for Liv, you know, and then for me just to have the story, like, I'll do anything, just to experience it, like, basically once, you know, so just like, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, I was like, yeah, I'll watch those movies, that sounds fun and stupid, let's do it, and it was fun, and she really loved it, and I got a little placard that said I survived it.
Keeper Schaeff. For a second, I got really hopeful that you were doing dialogue specifically, the Pass of the Dead from the Lord of the Rings pinball machine, which is how the only way I can interface with those B-minus movies.
Yeah. Are you a book guy? You like those books?
You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
They're boring.
Yeah, they are boring.
The end of Two Towers is really cool. And then for whatever reason, he was like, we're not going to revisit this for a whole other book.
Yeah. For me, there are just too many songs in it.
It's like, very song heavy, especially when Tom Bombadil is around.
Yeah, Tom Bombadil is always singing. And a book, I don't know if J.R.R. Tolkien knew this, if the technology was there at the time, but it's not an audio medium.
Oh, actually, so Gary, when they
just read like really long, horrible poetry.
Oh, when they originally sold those, they came with troubadours.
Oh, like, okay. That's I see. I don't have the original context. It's like how I don't like Tower of Draga because they don't have the notebook.
Yeah, but when I like
secrets around,
Gary, it's just when I know things, I like to share them.
No, it's true. No, it's like your famous Tyrion Lannister shirt.
What?
That's what I do. I know things and I like to share them.
Is this a reference to another popular fantasy? I didn't know you were such a big fantasy nerd.
I'm a big fantasy nerd. I started rereading The Belgariad, which is my comfort fantasy series from when I was a kid that I found out was written by a guy who kept kids in his basement.
Oh, no.
yeah. David Eddings and his wife had a foster jail. Like a foster zoo in their basement.
Gary, have they been convicted on this or is this libel?
Nope, they've been convicted and, served and then came back and started writing books again. And we all just forgot about it, but it's true.
Are the post foster child dungeon books better or worse?
They're real weird.
Yeah.
No, I haven't read the post ones. I don't have the whole timeline. But I found that out when I realized I could Google stuff. But at the same time, they were like very important to me as a kid, so I'm rereading them.
Yeah,
it's very comforting. It's like a warm hug.
Yeah, were you excited when you saw that Gary was in the name?
It's not only is it in the name, the Belgariad, but the main character is named Garion, which was my fantasy stand-in name when I played RPGs for much of my life.
Oh.
You want to send me a picture?
No, this was just for me. Okay. That's just a little nugget to enjoy for me.
Yeah, it's true. So, and I try not to think about the child zoo in the basement while reading them.
Huh? How?
You know. It gets harder and harder. is this the morality of reading this book?
Are there any moments in the book where you can feel the child zoo bleeding through?
Not yet in this reread.
Okay.
There are 10 books
in the
two series, so we might get there.
At some point, someone might descend into the lost dungeon of government Checkington.
Yes, and then a character like the wise old wizard, the Gandalf figure, will explain why it's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
And it's the only way to discipline foster children.
Hey, Gary, what is the wise old wizard in these called?
Wolf is what he goes by now. Mm. It's Belgar, I believe. But he goes by Wolf because he's incognito.
Wait, he's the Belgariad?
No, maybe it's not Belgar. What is his name? Belgar, because Belgar is... No, Belgar is the ancestor.
Now, Belgar is the name Dan Aykroyd uses in Coneheads.
That's true. He must have got it from this.
Probably. Oh, you think Dan? You know what? It's actually not impossible that Dan Aykroyd. And I know it's actually Beldar. Okay, everybody, turn off your fucking blue sky.
Yeah, it's really similar though.
Yeah. It's like a letter off. Yeah, it's really close.
Belgarath.
Oh,
there we go.
Cool.
So yeah, that was worth it. What should people do if they like this show?
Help me figure out how to. If I actually had to kill Willy Wonka, I would just kill myself to get myself a painless death.
Yeah, you might be able to kill him in heaven at that point.
What? No.
I don't know. Open up a window. Close the door.
He's like Q, but malicious.
He is like a very malicious Q. He's got a lot of superpowers. It's kind of like Beetlejuice in that respect.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. I also went to go see Beetlejuice the musical since last time we recorded.
How was it, genuinely?
Genuinely, I didn't like it too much.
Okay.
It's not mean enough.
Okay.
And they commit to giving everyone, like, a really tidy arc. That kind of bummed me out. Like, it was real messagey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very full of, like, NPR-style... like what would be transgressive humor, but is on Broadway. So it's not really transgressive.
Yeah.
You know? So it was okay. The production values were great and some of the songs were pretty good, but in general, it wasn't mean enough.
Where are you feeling on Beetlejuice?
Pretty skeptical, but not because I think the idea is bad. It's because I don't think Tim Burton has done anything good in a very long time.
Tim Burton hasn't made a really good movie.
Like a watchable movie in like more than 20 years. Multiple people have lived and died in the span since he's been garbage. So
that's real
I love
fast.
Michael Keaton still.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. Tim Burton. I know we're wrapping up. But
no, it's okay. This is worth it. This is important.
I'm going to say some movies and you tell me if it's, so we're going to go backwards. Okay.
Okay.
You tell me yes or no.
Okay. And I'm also going to say yes or no. You know, ones I haven't seen.
Yeah, of course. Please.
Yeah.
Dumbo.
No.
Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
No.
Big Eyes.
No.
The Frankenweenie remake.
No.
Dark Shadows.
No, maybe, but no.
Alice in Wonderland.
No, big no. Saw that one.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd.
No.
Corpse Bride.
No, that's a no for me as well.
Speaking of, his Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, big no. One of the worst movies I've seen.
Big Fish.
I don't like Big Fish, but people like Big Fish. I respect Big Fish more than I like other ones.
Yeah.
It was a little cloying for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I think that his heart was in it.
Yeah, so that's 21 years to get to a maybe. We go back before that, it's Planet of the Apes, man.
Nope. Big nope.
I haven't seen Sleepy Hollow. Some people like Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow isn't horrible. Sleepy Hollow is also a maybe. It's not horrible, though.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow is okay.
Mars Attacks is fun, but
I like Mars. That's probably the first one I'd say I like.
Okay.
Like, unequivocally like. It's not my favorite of that era, but Mars Attacks is fine. Mars Attacks is fun.
We go back, Ed Wood. Edwood,
I love Edwood.
Okay.
Edwood is maybe
there
my favorite.
There we go. So that's 30 years. 30 years since when you loved.
30 years of like below mediocrity.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just embarrassing shit.
It's
like
actually,
Johnny
it's.
Depp and, you know.
So like, let's go back. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns.
That's fucking nuts. That is a streak.
That's 7 years. That's amazing.
That's like seven perfect years.
And you know, then.
Like, yeah.
Everything after that, he produces Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a
it's for kids.
Catchy songs from accused bad person.
Yes. Who did the songs in that?
Elfman.
Oh, gotcha.
Elfman's got some nasty allegations hanging
out. He does have some nasty allegations.
And then Ed Wood, which is a really interesting movie. I don't know if I love it, but it's a really interesting movie. And then boy.
Yeah.
Timbo.
That Planet of the Apes remake, isn't it weird that we still have Planet of the Apes, that they, not only is that still a thing, but that it came back unsuccessfully and now has come back again? Like, I understand just recursive pop culture is a thing, but for what a property to just like decide we always have to have a Planet of the Apes.
It's a weird one. It did. Yeah. I mean, his did manage to kill it for a while. Yeah.
It's like you're playing the Call of Cthulhu tabletop game. Like, you can't actually stop anything. All you can do is punt it down the road. You know?
I forgot. Otho. I clicked on the page for Otho's in that.
In,
his Planet of the Apes.
Oh, the Otho. The thing in the stage, the musical, what they do to Otho sucks. I was like, man, this sucks. It doesn't have Otho in it. And then they bring in Otho, and it's not Otho.
Yeah.
Anyway, what can people do if they like this show?
Oh, I'm just still thinking about Tim Burton, Gary. I'll get there. I think I've told you before, his Planet of the Apes movie killed my Dungeons and Dragons group.
Yeah.
We were driving.
One of your friends really liked it and you didn't.
I don't remember. Yes? I think it just created a bad mood, but it was the last, it was the last straw for Brian McGivern, our DM, in terms of dealing with my bullshit.
Yeah.
Gary, I'm the problem, it's me. To quote, not the new Taylor Swift album.
Yeah.
Gary, what do you think of that? I'm pulling up reviews right now. How do you feel about the Tortured Poets Society?
I don't really have a strong opinion about Taylor Swift generally. The lyrics people are posting to dunk on her are funny and bad.
Yes.
That is what I think about that.
All right. We got Scars on My Guards left a 5-star review on Podcast Addict. This one's a bummer, I'll just tell you. This is almost a direct attack on the McElroy family's no bummers policy.
Okay.
I'm a social worker, and today my job involved helping a recently unhoused woman move everything she owned into a storage unit in the rain. Everything got soaked, and by the end we were both shivering. I went home and slept in a bed. She didn't. Going to a shelter would have meant separating from her cat, her only companion and comfort. Did I change anything for her? Is she any better off? My boss said I did a good job, but I can't escape the sense of futility. 5 crises out of 5, no ghost.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, many, many smile emojis after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Doing good work.
You're doing the best you can in a terrible world.
And the McElroys wouldn't even have the courage to say that.
The world is overwhelmingly bad.
Yeah. In a lot of ways. They were really riding some pure black world tendency at the moment.
Man, I'm thinking about the worst story anyone ever told me.
Yeah.
I don't think I can say it on the show, man.
No, lay it down. This is a safe spot.
No, it's gonna fuck up your day, man.
Oh, okay.
It'll yeah, fuck up your day.
Okay. Well, I can tell.
Let me put it this way. No.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. It involves the word puppy.
Well, I don't like that then.
Yeah, me either.
Take that everything to puppy.
Yeah.
The saddest story is there's a guy. No. Just joking. Does everyone fill in your imagination on what that story was about? And until next time.
Too goddamn depressing.
That's our famous sign off. We say it every week.
Oh, fuck, man. I this happened like 4 or 5 years ago, and if I need to just go down into a dark hole, it's the thing I think about.
It sounds real fucking sad. Animal stuff. Yeah, I'm very weak to animal stuff.
Yeah, man. Fuck. People, patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah. Scritch your pets.
Yeah. Just be safe. They're so fragile, man. They're so fucking fragile.
Yeah. Animals should not be outside.
We have a bunch of outside cats and they're real cute, but
that's sad though. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I get very sad about, I've seen too many coyotes in Portland.
Right.
To feel good about that. Like,
and they just keep bringing in more and more immigrants and you hate it.
Hold up.
What? Oh, do you meant the other coyotes? Oh, sorry.
Got my ass. No ghost.
No ghost.